Is it what's on the inside that counts? It's a bold topic to cover. When it comes to taste, do you prefer savory to sweet? Or when you throw your food, do you want to hear a thud versus a ploof? I'm going to spend a few minutes with a few of my friends drawing conclusions on whether, when it comes to handheld treats, if it's what's on the inside that counts. Muffins versus cupcakes. People are naturally defiant. They always want what they can't have or want to defy a trend by choosing a less popular yet comparable item. When questioning my friends, most concluded that muffins are indeed uglier versions of cupcakes.
No, I like them because they're delicious. All of them are delicious. But muffins are not beautiful.
They don't have, like, as pretty clothes as cupcakes do. Cupcakes have sprinkles or, you know, the frosting on the cupcake. Like, it makes it fancy looking. A muffin's just that. It's just a muffin.
Is beauty in the eye of the beholder? Or does it have more to do with ingredients and how it's made?
It's really more of an ingredients issue than an appearance issue for cupcakes versus muffins. You tend to think of a muffin as being something more like the girl that lives in a dry cabin out in Esther and maybe decides to dreadlock her hair and, you know, buys a lot of organic produce. Whereas, you know, the cupcake lives in a nice little townhouse and has the lawn service, you know, for the condo association, take care of her gardening, because she likes it manicured, but likes to maintain her manicure as well. And, you know, they both have value.
But obviously, cupcakes are more valuable. After being lied to for so many years, it's good to know that what's on the outside counts a lot more than any caring adult would readily let you know.
I made chai latte cupcakes and tequila sunrise cupcakes and margarita cupcakes, and they were all very good. And also vegan.
Cupcakes can even be vegan now. How is the muffin expected to compete? Blueberry, raspberry, banana nut? Muffins even sound boring compared to cupcakes. Is there even a call for muffins if they are so much uglier than cupcakes?
I do like muffins. I like to eat muffins. I like to make muffins. I like to pop their little tops off and eat their crusty, well-done bits.
Even going topless, muffins can't seem to compete. Could a muffin put on some frosting and up their game?
Why can't you frost a muffin? That's a very good question. I don't know, because it's never been done. But wouldn't a frosted muffin just be a cupcake?
They're like masquerading as a real cupcake. It's very sad, tragic even.
For this round, the cupcakes seem to come out on top. But how will they fare in the next time?
I love the muffin top. Though, in the cultural context, I'm not convinced of the aesthetic value of the muffin top. As my friend Colleen likes to say, as she observes the young ladies, including her teenage daughter, "Honey, just because you got a muffin top, don't mean you're a cupcake."